I've never been able to get away from it, so I thought, we'll make a Sunday school lesson out of it. But trying to come up with a title, I'm going to call it The Trial of Peter. Something I never seen, but I knew the story. But we're going to start in Luke chapter 22. Luke 22. In verse 47, we're going to read two different accounts here. Luke 22, verse 47. And this is Jesus and the disciples. They've had the, went and had the Lord's Supper. They've had the Passover. They've ate the Passover. And they've been in the garden. So, and verse 47, and while he yet spake, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them and drew near unto Jesus and to kiss him. And Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? And when they were which were about him saw what would follow, they said unto him, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear, right ear. And Jesus said, suffer ye thus far? And he touched his ear and healed him. And Jesus said unto the chief priests and captains of the temple, and the elders which were come to him, be ye come out against a thief with swords and staves? When I was daily with you in the temple, ye stretched no hand against me, but this is our hour and the power of darkness. Then took they him and led him and brought him unto the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off. Also, let's go, hold your place there. We're going to be going back and forth between, go to John chapter 18. There's different things in each one that I like. John chapter 18, and starting in verse 1. Then said Jesus, when Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciple over the brook Kidron, where was a garden, and which he entered with his disciples, and Judas also, which betray him, knew the place where, for Jesus oftentimes resorted thereof with his disciples. And Judas then, having received a band of men and officers of the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come unto him, went forth and said unto them, whom seek ye? They ask him, Jesus of Nazareth. And Jesus saith unto him, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. And as soon as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. Then asked he them again, whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. And Jesus said, I have told you that I am he. Therefore, ye seek me. Let these go their way, that the saying might be fulfilled which he spake, for them which thou givest me, I have lost none. And Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and smote the high priest's servant and cut cut off his right ear, and the servant's name was Malchus. Then said Jesus unto Peter, Put thy sword into the sheath, and the cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? Then the band and captains and officers of the Jews took Jesus and bound him and led him away to Annas first, for he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, which was the high priest that same year. As I was thinking on this, I've read this, we know the story, but we're looking, something that jumped out at me while reading and studying this is in Luke 22, verse 49. Now I see it every time I read it. But this band of men have come. Judas has kissed Jesus, and in verse 49, they which were about him, being Jesus, saw that would follow. They said unto him, Lord, shall we smite with a sword? I never seen that. So his disciples said, should we fight? I never seen that. That's kind of neat. And said, no, we're not going to fight. But what happened? And in John chapter 18, in verse 10, it actually said who it was. Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and smote the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. And that servant's name was Malchus. Well, you know Peter, he was always a go-getter. The question was asked, should we fight? And immediately he pulled his sword and went to fighting. He wasn't a very good swordsman. I think it's like when you carry a gun, you need to know how to use it, how to shoot straight. He was aiming for a head, I suppose, but it got an ear. But I got notes all over the place trying to make sure I get this straight. And Jesus healed him. So here Peter is attacked first. Jesus has already told him we're not going to fight. But the law said in Exodus 20, verse 13, thou shalt not kill. That doesn't mean in war, but in this case, was not to fight. But Peter drew and he went ahead with it. He started, and who did he go after? This is the high priest's servant. The high priest is not there, but he's represented by his servant. In the Jewish law, that band of men should have arrested Peter for attempted murder. But I think it's neat that Jesus healed Malchus. I think it's neat that it's also, we know the name of that high priest servant. You know? I mean, you get your ear cut off, and then it's put back on. I think that's pretty amazing. I've always thought that was amazing. But also, going back to thou shalt not, but go to Leviticus, hold your place here, but go to Leviticus chapter 19. Leviticus chapter 19, Leviticus 19 and verse 17, this is part of the law. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart. Thou shalt not in any wise rebuke thy neighbor or suffer sin upon him. So I'm tying this in to where Peter, I think he got aggravated here. They're after Jesus. He's always very rambunctious. I feel like that's me a lot of times. And he acted before he thought. So he had hatred immediately. So here, he's attempting to try to kill the high priest. And he had hatred. So he's really got two sins against him. He broke two laws of the Jewish law. But trying to keep all this straight. But when he did it, immediately Jesus told him to put the sword away. Put it away. In verse 10. Put it away. We're not doing this. But in both accounts, I'm sorry. I think I've got ahead of myself. But Jesus touched him and healed his ear. So if Jesus goes to court, I mean, if Peter's going to court, the evidence is he's tried to cut off his ear. What evidence do you have? Well, his ear's been cut off. But when you take Malchus and you take him as a witness, and you stand him up there, there's nothing you can do because his ear is on. You think about it. You take that ear, you look at it, you examine it. There's no stitches, there's no scars. God removed it. God removed all signs of that ear being cut off. And I think about that, that's our sin. It's just like that. We're guilty. If we're taken to court, we're guilty. But when Jesus looks at us, what does he see? He sees his blood because he's covered. He's taken care of our sin. And there's no evidence. He tried. I kind of wonder if there was blood on Malchus' coat. You think about that. But yet, it's kind of funny that you just think, I just look at the whole picture of what happened that night. You had this big group of men, and Jesus asked them, "Do you come out looking for a thief?" And they've got swords and spears. And Jesus' disciple had a few swords. But Jesus went with them. And what was funny was when he said, Who seek you? And they all fell backwards when he said, "I am he." At any point, Jesus could have disappeared just like he has in the past. But he stayed there. But yet Peter wanted to fight. But in healing of Malchus, I think about Malchus. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. That was a witness to him. He had that happen directly to him. He was physically himself healed by the guy they just picked up to go kill. I mean, you think about it. And all these men that came, they seen Peter being attacking Malchus. And yet he was healed. You think about it. They had their witness to all the way through. And I just can't get over that. And there in here in John 19 or 18, in verse 8, I think is one of the reasons why they did nothing to Peter. Verse 8, and Jesus answered, "I have told you that I am he. If therefore ye seek me, let these go away, go their way, that the saying might be fulfilled, which he had spake, for them which thou hast given me, I have lost none." So Peter was not held in account, I guess that's the way you say that, for what he had done, and it was kind of overlooked. They kind of overlooked it. But it wasn't forgotten. It wasn't forgotten either. Because when you look in John 18, verse 25, here they've taken Jesus to the high priest. Simon Peter is there. He's warming himself by the fire, and he's denied Christ twice. Here in verse 25, and Simon Peter stood warming himself. They said therefore unto him, "Thou art not thou one of his disciples?" He denied it, "I am not." And one of the servants of the high priest, being his kinsman, whose ear Peter cut off, saith, "Did not I see thee in the garden with him?" And Peter then denied again, and immediately the cock crowed. Here's a witness against Peter. And he knew it. And to me, that's what's amazing about the whole account. Peter's known for this. Here's a servant of the high priest that was a kinsman. And by the law, if he had killed his kinsman, he had the right to go after Peter and kill him because it was hatred. It's part of the kinsman blood. I forget what that's called. There's so much against Peter. But yet this is not what it's all about. It was all about Jesus going to the cross. But, and I think I've already mentioned it here. But in John 18, in verse 10, it actually says the servant's name was Malchus. And I don't know, but for me, having that done to me, that would be a very, just, that'd be, it would be scary to know someone drew a sword on me and attempted to try to kill me, and yet I lost an ear, and it was put back on, and I'm hearing the same, it feels the same, it doesn't hurt. I mean, it had to have had an effect on him, because I feel like we know his name. I mean, I may be wrong, but I think a lot of the names in the Bible in different places are put there for a reason, that we know who this person is. And it can be looked up to find out who this person is. But I think this was, to me, it was just amazing. This account, how Peter attempted to try, and yet but yet Jesus took that, I'm going to call it a sin, away from him. When he healed the servant, it was gone. You can't prove his guilt. Even though the evidence is there, it's not there. You know, it's neat. That's just a picture of what Jesus has done for us on Calvary and saving us, covering our sins, that they're no more. A lot shorter than I was expecting it to be. But I look at all the accounts of the different things that the high priest seen. They knew, and yet they refused to believe anything and everything. Just like this, how many people were told about Malchus losing his ear, he being healed of this man? And how could I stand amazed. It just amazed me that they could still refuse to want to see the truth. And they refused to see it. And how much are we like that too? I know sometimes because I want to be right, I refuse it. But hopefully this will be an encouragement to you to know that God is taking care of us and covering our sins. Even though we were guilty, we still sin. But this was, I enjoyed this, and especially finding that, seeing that one passage that the disciples asked Jesus, "Shall we smote with the sword? Smite with the sword?" I never seen that. So I encourage you, don't just read your Bible. Study it. That's why so many times I say, I don't like this, doing this Sunday school once a month or for a month, but it gets me into the Word where I need to be and to find things that I didn't know that was there. So we'll be dismissed with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the